And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 8th of April, 2011. It was on this day in 1904, Long Acre Square, Midtown Manhattan, was renamed Times Square after a new building went up to house the New York Times. 1820, on this date, a very famous statue was found by a farmer on the Greek island of Melos, who sold it to France for 1,000 francs, about what you'd get for a herd of goats. It was a marble statue. The woman's arms were missing. Her head, her beautiful face were there, her nude torso, drapery sliding down. It was the statue of Venus de Milo, and it still is there in the Louvre in Paris. It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Kingsolver, born Annapolis, Maryland, 1955, grew up in the countryside of Kentucky. Her dad was a county doctor. Family moved to the Congo for a year so he could be a medical missionary. His daughter was tall, she was thin, she was bookish, she wrote in a journal. Switched her major to biology, moved to Tucson, wrote her master's thesis on termite behavior, became a technical writer. She wrote stories, too. She wrote a novel, The Bean Trees, 1988, and two more. And then she went back to her journals of life in the Congo as a girl. And she wrote her big bestseller, The Poisonwood Bible. It sold more than 2 million copies when it came out in 1998. Barbara Kingsolver, who said, "What a writer can do, what a fiction writer or a poet or an essay writer can do, is re-engage people with their own humanity. Fiction and essays can create empathy for the theoretical stranger." It's the birthday of the investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, born Chicago, 1937, worked for various wire services, including the AP, wrote a long piece about chemical and biological warfare that the AP cut to just a fraction of its original size, whereupon Hersh decided to become a freelance. He was in Vietnam, where he broke the story of the My Lai massacre. He's been writing for the New Yorker magazine ever since, where in 2004 he exposed the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. Seymour Hersh, when he was asked once what the secret of being an investigative reporter is, said, "I don't make deals, I don't party and drink with sources, and I don't play a game of leaks. I read, I listen, I squirrel away information. It's fun." Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Sazer. Her kid brother ran beside the car. After phoning her father, she caught a ride from the depot. Her kid brother waited at the bridge and then ran, grinning, beside the car, all the way to the house. He was taller and bonier than the day she left, bib overalls hanging on his shirtless shoulders, thick dark hair shaking with his running. He clammed up and backed off when she got out. She held her squirming baby and stood at the driver's window to thank the neighbor who had given her a ride. A long thanks, protocol called for. Neither father nor mother came to the door, one reading the county paper and one peeling an extra potato. And it was her kid brother who reached for the suitcase and ran ahead over the cedar needles to open the heavy door. A poem by Marjorie Sazer, Her Kid Brother Ran Beside the Car, from her collection Beside You at the Stoplight, published by the Backwaters Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Stephanie Wilbur Ash. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.